comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. It's the show where you matter. And, by the way, we are here because you have a right to know. All right, very quickly, let me remind you, if you have not yet subscribed, you need to subscribe to the K-Files. It's our free weekly newsletter, and our free weekly newsletter goes out on Friday. It's very, very simple to subscribe. You just get over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and click where it says K-Files right in the middle of your screen. You can't miss it. And you will be able to subscribe to the K-Files. You'll get a confirmation email with a link in it you have to use to activate your subscription, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to, so be sure you subscribe today, okay? Tonight is free TV night. Once or twice every month, we provide our internet TV channel for free. And so if you want to watch tonight, you can do that by getting over to the website, kevinsmithshow.com. Click where it says Watch Free Tonight, and you will be able to watch for free. Okay? And by the way, you really want to watch this one if you can. We are listener-supported, and if our listeners don't support, that tells us that they don't want the show, and that means we go away. But if our listeners support, it tells us the listeners want the show, and we continue to be able to broadcast. So it's a partnership between you and moi. And if you want us to keep broadcasting, we need you to stand with us. You can do that by joining tonight. It's only $6.95 a month. Or you can do it with a donation. And either way, we need you to stand with us. And some people do it both ways, and we appreciate that too. All right, now look, you've heard, I am absolutely sure, of something called the Hall of Records, right? The Hall of Records is alleged to be a sort of ancient vault somewhere, and it contains very ancient records that allegedly tell us the truth about us, about the Earth, about origins of life on the Earth, where we came from, and it's supposed to tell us about, you know, the real history of this planet. Our history is really messed up. I hope you know that. I mean, it really is messed up. But even if it were accurate, if the history we have, if it were accurate, only goes back a microscopic drop when you compare that to the age of the planet, how long the Earth has been here. And quite obviously, there have been civilizations on this planet that were high-tech civilizations prior to us. And why would I say quite obviously? Well, I say it's quite obvious because we find high-tech machined stuff that's from millions of years ago. All right, we'll be back right after this. Well, welcome back. You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show live. And tonight we are going to be looking at a pretty interesting subject. At least it's absolutely fascinating to me. And I've received a number of emails from people over the past several weeks asking me if I knew anything about this Hall of Records. And I've shared with them what I know. I want to share with you what I know and what I have discovered as a result of doing some further research in response to those emails. Now, this Hall of Records is supposed to be a sort of an ancient vault, as I said, containing very ancient records of our real history. But what is the Hall of Records all about? And who constructed the Hall of Records? Who wrote the records? Who stored the records, if in fact it's a reality? Well, a lot of what we can say about that is very debatable, very controversial. I think a lot of people would say, well, it doesn't exist. It's a figment of somebody's imagination, and that may be the case. On the other hand, there have been developments in the fairly recent past that indicate it may not only be true, but it's possible, perhaps, that it was found. Now, I want to thank a particular website tonight. This website is called ViewZone.com. Now, the reason I want to thank ViewZone.com is because I found quite an interesting and very thorough article about part of what we're going to talk about here tonight. And a lot of the illustrations that I'm going to be using tonight come from ViewZone.com. If you scroll down on my website, you scroll down and you see the graphic about tonight's show. If you click that, it will pop up ViewZone.com's page, their article about what we're talking about here tonight. Now, even though I'm using some of the graphics that they have on their page and some of the information that they have on their page, I am not simply reciting to you what's on that page because, well, first, I don't do that. And second, this sort of fits with a previous program or two that we've already done here. And those of you who are longtime listeners will recognize exactly what I'm talking about. So, who is responsible for having created this Hall of Records, if it exists? We're going to assume that it does exist. That's the position. I'm not saying it does, but the position that we will take in order to investigate it is to say, okay, it exists. Now let's see what we can find out about it. Well, the information that we have comes from principally psychics. Edgar Casey. Now, I don't think Edgar Casey would say he was a psychic, but however you would classify Edgar Casey, psychic or channeler or whatever. Very interesting man, very interesting individual, with actually verified ability beyond the norm. And that was verified by medical doctors that, you know, Edgar Casey didn't have medical training. He didn't even know medical vocabulary. He was not highly educated. And yet, when he did medical readings, he would go into a trance and get information about a person's medical condition. He would begin to talk, and he had a secretary who would write down everything he said while he was in the trance, and it would be in correct medical terminology, and he would make a diagnosis and sometimes even prescribe a course of action. One of the things you may not be aware of, but it's a very common practice today, when you have a bone that has been severely fractured, it's very often the case, I apologize for the allergies, but I just have to push through at this time of the year, and I refuse to take pharmaceuticals for it, so we'll just get through it. But it's a very common practice now when they put the bones back together. If it's a, you know, really severe situation, they pin those bones back together. Well, at least in America, the very first time that was ever done was upon Edgar Casey's instructions coming out of one of his trances, telling the doctors that that's what they had to do. They had to use a stainless steel nail and pin these bones back together. And that's common practice. I bet you didn't know that's where it came from. Now, there may have been some others somewhere else in the world that were doing that. I don't know. But here in America, that's where it came from. Edgar Casey said that the original inhabitants of Atlantis are the ones who wrote these records and who created this Hall of Records. They had left Atlantis because of some catastrophes, and they had spread out across the world. And then there was a final catastrophe that did away with Atlantis altogether. But they had already gone out around the world. They had scattered out in different directions around the world, most of them. So they are the ones who wrote the records dating back to the very creation of matter. Now, if you were watching our TV channel just prior to the show, we played, and I hope you did watch it, we played a seminar, a presentation by David Sereda. Great guy. I've met him personally. He's been on this show a number of times. And he was talking about the interplay between different types of matter and the differential between that interplay and how that differential is the key to gravity and stargates. Apparently, the people at Atlantis knew about that. Apparently, the people in Atlantis had some working knowledge of that, and allegedly this kind of information would be in the Hall of Records along with the real history of our species. The Hall of Records has been the focus of a great many expeditions, kind of like the Ark of the Covenant. And it's sort of in a very real way. It's sort of the brass ring, if you will. I mean, it's what lots and lots of expeditions are shooting for. It's what they want. They're trying to find that Hall of Records. Whenever you look at the Giza Plateau, whether you're looking at the Giza Plateau from space, you know, a satellite picture, or if you're standing on the ground looking at the Giza Plateau, or if you're looking at photographs, you have to be rather awestruck by what you're looking at. One of the things that is still one of the great mysteries of the world, is who built those pyramids and how. Now, I know the standard Egyptologist story about who built the pyramids. Well, the ancient Egyptians, that's their story. And how did they build these pyramids? Well, they cut these big blocks, and then they put down logs, and they dragged these, put ropes on the blocks and dragged them across the logs, kind of using the logs for wheels. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, so then how did they get, I mean, that's ridiculous anyway, but then how did they get those blocks from the bottom to the very top? Well, they had this great ramp, and they were, you know, working their way around the ramp. Well, you know, that ramp would have had to have been over 2.5 miles long, sloping down. Over 2.5 miles long, and they would have to keep changing both the length and angle of the ramp as the pyramid went up. And they did all of this in 20 to 30 years in the reign of one pharaoh. Right. You know, and what I say about that is, if you think that's how they did it, you think you know how they built the pyramid, go build one. That's all you have to do to prove you're right. Build one. Can't do it. We cannot build that pyramid today. We really can't. Oh, we could build something that's shaped like a pyramid, and we could build it as big as that one. Sure, we could. But we could not build that great pyramid. We could not build it with those blocks today. We don't have the technology to do it. I have people argue with me about that and say, oh, of course we do. No, we don't. We really don't. And the precision with which it is built is absolutely phenomenal. And again, I hope you watched that seminar that was on before I came on. It's absolutely phenomenal. But you are familiar, I'm sure, with the idea that the layout of, you know, there's three main pyramids at Giza. There's the Great Pyramid, then there's a smaller one next to it on one side, and an even smaller one on another side. So you're familiar with that layout, right? Well, that layout, they say, matches Orion's belt. You know, the constellation Orion. Well, they say it matches Orion's belt. Well, there's a guy by the name of Andrew Collins. I know everybody in our audience is familiar with Andrew Collins. Andrew Collins said, well, you know what? It doesn't really. Now, those who are watching, and I hope you are because it's free tonight, you're seeing a map of Giza. Okay, on the left, the map is turned one way. That's so we can read the words. And then on the right, I've turned it upside down, so that the smaller pyramid is at the top on the right. That's the only difference here. And I've done that for a very good reason, and you'll see why in just a moment. But if you look at the one on the left, you will see that there is a little black star right at the top, right at the very peak of the two bigger pyramids. But notice that the smaller pyramid, that little black star is not right at the top of it. In fact, it's not even on the pyramid. It's just beside it. Now, what those little black stars are, that's Orion's belt. When you overlay Orion's belt, when you overlay the pyramids of Giza, that's how it comes out. Now, on the right, I've turned it the other way around so that the big pyramids are at the bottom and the little pyramid is at the top. Again, you'll see why in just a moment. But in this case, what I've done is I've put a little yellow circle where each of the stars in Orion's belt would be. The red lines connect the top, the peak, the apex of the pyramids. So the red lines go from one peak of a pyramid to the next. And you can see the smaller pyramid, which is at the top, well, the yellow dot misses the peak of the pyramid, and that's the green line going from the peak of the middle pyramid to that star in Orion's belt. And you can see there is quite a miss there. It misses that pyramid entirely. Not by a whole lot, but it misses it. Not only does it miss the peak of the pyramid, it's not on the pyramid. So it doesn't match exactly. Now, Andrew Collins, I mentioned him. Andrew Collins said, well, that's a little bit odd because, I mean, the Egyptologist, standard Egyptology, says it matches Orion's belt. And it kind of looks like it does. But he started looking around to see if he could find another star system, another constellation that matched exactly. Because to him, he could not understand how these pyramid builders could be so precise, so exact, and miss that much if it truly was supposed to be a mirror image of Orion's belt. Well, he found that indeed there is a binary star system called Cygnus, and Cygnus matches exactly. Or we should say, the layout of the Giza pyramids exactly match Cygnus. However, in the picture that's up now, we see a little black dot at the apex of each of the pyramids, and indeed, it's right where it's supposed to be, right on the apex of each of the pyramids. However, we see that there are some other black dots. There's one in the upper left corner, almost going off the screen, and there's one in the upper right corner like that. And then there's one down at the bottom on the, just under the one of the larger pyramids there, the first pyramid. At each of those black dots, there is either a temple or some sort of significant construction. And then there is one, if you look at the middle pyramid and look down to the right, there's a black dot with a green line coming from it. You see that? Well, that is a star called Deneb, D-E-N-E-B. In the Cygnus constellation, that's Deneb. But there's nothing there. There's no pyramid. There's no temple. There's nothing really significant. Or so a lot of people thought. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about the Hall of Records. The Hall of Records is something that is not verified to exist, and yet there are a lot of people who think it does. Edgar Cayce talked about it. There have been other channelers who have talked about it. Interestingly, there are some ancient writings that talk about some type of a tomb being near one of the pyramids, a tomb unknown for a long, long time. But anyway, we were talking about Andrew Collins, and we were talking about how he took a look at the Orion star system, and you overlay that on the Great Pyramid or on the Giza Plateau. And you take Cygnus and you overlay Cygnus. Well, Cygnus matches exactly. But where this star in the Cygnus system, where this star Deneb is, there's nothing there. I mean, you stand at the pyramids and look at this, and there's nothing there. I mean, you see these pyramids. You can, on the Giza Plateau, you can see the Sphinx, you can see the pyramids, you can see other buildings, a causeway and a temple and things like that. But where Deneb shows, when you overlay the map of that constellation over the Giza Plateau, where Deneb is located, there's nothing there. But at every other star, where every other star in the Cygnus constellation is, or the Cygnus system, where every one of those is located, there's either a pyramid or there's some significant structure, like a temple or something. But not at Deneb. So Andrew Collins said, you know, that's kind of puzzling, isn't it? It's very puzzling that we have pyramids and other significant buildings at each of those star locations, but not at Deneb. What's up with Deneb? Well, as I said, Edgar Cayce said that there is a hall of records there. He didn't say it's at Deneb, and Deneb is not a place on Earth. That's the name of a star. But Edgar Cayce said that there is this hall of records, and he indicated that, you know, it was very likely under these pyramids or near the pyramids. Well, if we look at the graphic that I've got on the screen now, and I'll describe it for those who are listening, we have an aerial shot of the Giza Plateau. Actually, I guess it's a satellite shot. In the upper right-hand corner, there's an inset, and that inset shows the entrance into some sort of underground cave or something. It's an entrance into the underground. There's a black arrow coming straight down from that inset. And those who are watching, if you get up real close to your screen and look at the tip of that black arrow, you can see there's a little black dot there. That is that little tiny black dot that shows in this satellite photograph. That is this cave entrance that you see in the inset here. And the tunnel system, that tunnel system travels to the northwest toward the center or Great Pyramid. Now, on this picture, it is labeled Second Hermes Pyramid. And I think it's important for us to pause and talk a little bit about who is Hermes. Hermes is the Greek name for a god that the Egyptians called Thoth. Or they actually, I think, pronounce it Thoth. But it's T-H-O-T-H, and so we English speakers say Thoth. But I think they pronounce it Thoth. He is the bringer of wisdom. He is the, according to the Egyptians, he is the one who invented and taught to the people astronomy, astrology, medicine, geology, mathematics, high mathematics as well. Everything scientific, everything having to do with education, high-tech stuff, it comes from Thoth. Now, the Greeks called him Hermes. Same god, different name, same attributes, but a different name. And you may remember that after Alexander the Great died, his massive empire was split up amongst his four generals. General Ptolemy took the part of the empire that includes Egypt. And so Egypt became Hellenized. The Greeks under Ptolemy ruled in Egypt. So you had the Ptolemaic kingdom. in Egypt. To his credit, Ptolemy did not try to destroy all of the learning and all of the writings of the ancient Egyptians. Quite the contrary, he wanted those all translated into Greek. And, of course, built one of the greatest libraries, probably the greatest library in the history of the world, and certainly the greatest library on the planet at its time. And, of course, it was destroyed by fire later. But to his credit, he didn't try to get rid of the knowledge of the Egyptians, but what he tried to do was make sure that that knowledge was accessible in a common tongue to the whole world. And the common tongue of the world at that time was Koine Greek. So he was having all of this stuff translated into Greek, and it was all going into that library. Thoth and Osiris. Now, we did a show, I told you, this sort of fits together with previous shows that we've done, and you may remember the previous show that I did on Osiris. Osiris and Thoth are both said to be buried under the pyramids, or under the Giza Plateau. Who says so? Well, there are several channelers who have said so, and it's pretty interesting that they have said this prior to the discovery of something, very important. I read one channeler who says that the immortal bodies of Thoth and Osiris are buried in tombs under the Giza Plateau, and they are in a state of suspended animation, awaiting a time in the future when they will be reanimated. Now, a lot of people would think, okay, well, you know, that's just crazy, right? That's just nuts. The immortal bodies, are mortal. But the immortal bodies of Osiris and Thoth, in suspended animation, awaiting a time when they will be reanimated, and they are buried deep under the Giza Plateau. Well, in 2008, Andrew Collins, because of what he noticed about the star system Cygnus matching exactly those pyramids, where Orion does not. Orion does not exactly match. And everything about the pyramids is so precise, right? So how did they miss that? They got everything else just perfect. How did they miss that? And so that kind of bothered him. And he looked at the Cygnus overlay and he said, there's nothing at Deneb, where this star Deneb shows up in the overlay. There's nothing there. And the big question is, why is there nothing there? Well, in 2008, he discovered that there is, in fact, a system of caverns all up under the Giza Plateau. And as a matter of fact, on the graphic that's on the screen now, there is a red arrow. And this red arrow points from that cave entrance that I talked about earlier. It points to the northwest up toward the Great Pyramid. Now, about a little more than halfway from the cave to the pyramid, we see a black arrow coming from south, headed north, pointing up towards the red arrow. And that is the position, that's indicating the position where this planet Deneb is, or this star Deneb is, in that star map overlay. So Andrew Collins started publicizing the fact that there is this system, cavern system, that runs from that cave opening to the northwest up toward the Great Pyramid. That was in 2008. Now, Zawi Hawass, Dr. Hawass, very curious guy, very interesting guy. You know, his doctorate degree is from, I believe it's the University of, I think it's the University of Pennsylvania. But he attended on a Fulbright scholarship. And there is some documentation that says that, in fact, he was able to get that Fulbright scholarship because of the intervention of the ARE. You know who the ARE is? That's the organization of Edgar Cayce. And in fact, Dr. Hawass has lectured there on a number of occasions. There's still a link between him and the ARE. But anyway, he denied the existence of these caves until 2009. So for a year, he's been denying the existence of the caves. He says it's not true, it's a myth, there's no basis to this. But in December 2009, he had to admit, because there was no way to hide it any longer, that there was an archaeological team working under his direction, excavating, you want to guess where? They were excavating right at Deneb. They were excavating right where that star Deneb shows up in the overlay. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I was saying, Dr. Zawi Hawass denied that there was a cave system under Giza. That was foolishness. That was nutty. There's all kinds of myths out there and stories and rumors and people make up stuff. You know, that's kind of what he had to say about it. And you can actually see him on, there's some YouTube clips of him saying that kind of stuff. But then in December 2009, he finally had to admit that, in fact, he did have an archaeological team excavating right there where that star, Deneb, shows up on that overlay. Now, I did a show about that. And you may remember that show. That's the show about Osiris. Because what he showed the world, what Hawass showed the world, and he was very excited about it, is they discovered there is a shaft that they excavated, and it goes down, and there's a chamber, and then you go across the room, and there's another shaft that goes down, and there's a chamber. And in this chamber, by this time, you know, you're like, I don't know, 100 feet or more underground. But this chamber, this second chamber beneath the surface, had six, if you will, alcoves in it. Six rooms in it. And then they discovered that it had yet another shaft going down again. And when they got down there, it was pretty magnificent. When they got down there, what they discovered was that this was the tomb of Osiris. This tomb was rectangular, and there was a rectangular area in the middle of that room, and it had channels, ditches, if you will, rock-lined channels, with water around it, like a, so it was like kind of a river, and then a center area that was like an island, rectangular. And there were four big posts, pillars, columns, or at least parts of these columns. They were not intact. But in the center of that center rectangle, they could see down. It was like a pit, and they could see down into it. There was water down in there, and there was a sarcophagus. The sarcophagus was 9 feet long and made of blue granite. Now, the god Osiris was said to have had blue skin. However, the paintings that we see of that, the ancient Egyptian paintings, always show kind of a greenish color, but that's because of the age of the paint. But he was said to have had blue skin. And this is a blue granite sarcophagus, 9 feet long. Now, this is where things start to get a little bit interesting. Well, they're really interesting anyway, because right there where Andrew Collins says there should be something, there was. Right there, you couldn't see it from the surface, and nobody knew it was there. But his, apparently Andrew Collins' evidence was enough to convince Hawass they needed to dig, although Hawass denied that there was anything there until he could no longer deny it. And then he had to admit it. And then they showed some photographs, they showed some video from down inside this tomb of Osiris. And what people are looking at right now on our TV screen is the lid of the sarcophagus and the workers around it. They had to put pumps down there and evacuate the water out so they could get down to this blue granite sarcophagus and hoist it up and take the lid off. And they did. In the videos, Dr. Hawass says that further down below that sarcophagus, we can see that there, you know, there's some more, it goes further down. There's some more shafts and stuff, and it goes further down. The reason this gets so interesting is for two reasons. They've never talked about what they found in the sarcophagus. And much later, there was a statement that it was empty. However, it's interesting that I haven't been able to find any photographs contemporaneous with excavating that sarcophagus that show what is in it. In other words, we see the lid of the sarcophagus. We are never shown what's in it. I did find a photograph that was taken later on a return trip into the tomb of Osiris. And it shows a portion of the interior of the sarcophagus, and it is empty. But the photographs contemporaneous with the event, in other words, at the time it happened, if they took any photographs of the inside of that sarcophagus, I don't think they've ever been released. Is it possible? Now, just consider, Edgar Cayce says there's a hall of records there. Other channelers said that the immortal bodies of both Thoth and Osiris are buried under the Giza Plateau, and they are in suspended animation, awaiting reanimation. This was all before, long before, the discovery of the tomb of Osiris. And yet there it is, where the channeler said it would be, where Andrew Collins said there's got to be something there. Edgar Casey talked about a hall of records under Giza. The channeler said Osiris and Thoth are buried. Their immortal bodies are buried under the Giza Plateau. And they are in suspended animation. And then years and years and years later, Zahi Hawass has a team excavate, and they find what? The tomb of Osiris, right where nobody knew he was. There he is, and nobody knew it was there. Nobody had any inkling of an idea there was a tomb there, except the channelers. So is it possible that since the channelers in this case were correct about the tomb being there, maybe they were correct about bodies being in suspended animation there? Is that a possibility? I know it's wild. I know that's the kind of thing where just to ask the question gets some people riled up and they say, well, that's way beyond belief. That's impossible. Yeah, well, in 2008, it was impossible that there was the tomb of Osiris there. But in 2009, they dug it up. Okay? In 2008, official Egyptologists were saying, it's nuts, there's nothing there, it's just a myth, it's just crazy. People say all kinds of things. But in 2009, they dug it up, and Hawass went down in there with a TV crew in 2010, showed them around. And people now watching our TV screen are looking at a picture that was taken down there of the lid of the sarcophagus of Osiris. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about the Giza Plateau and the question, has the Hall of Records been found? Now, as we went to break, I was talking about this, the pictures that were taken inside the tomb of Osiris. The official statement from Dr. Hawass is that he thinks that this is a symbolic tomb, and that it never had the body of Osiris in it. And he says that if you watch the videos with the news crew down in there, he says that on camera. He also says, and he points out to the TV news reporter, that he says, look, you can see down there, there's more there, there's, you know, beyond that sarcophagus, there's more, but it's full of water. Okay, that's one of the interesting things, and the point is that at the time when this sarcophagus was raised, at the time when the lid was taken off of it, at the time there were pictures taken. And I have not found, I mean, there are very few pictures at all available from, you know, what's inside the tomb of Osiris. Very few pictures. And I have found zero contemporaneous with taking that sarcophagus lid off that show what's inside it. As I said, I did find one picture that was taken at a later time on another date that shows partially what's the interior of the sarcophagus. But at the time when they took that lid off, if they took pictures of what was on the interior, what was on the inside of that sarcophagus, if they took pictures of that, I have not seen them anywhere. So if you have one, or if you know where it is, be sure you let me know, and I will be happy to put it up on our TV screen as well, and give an update. But Dr. Zahi Hawass is the Minister of Antiquities in Egypt. Now, a lot of you are aware of the fact that when the revolution came around in Egypt, just really a few weeks ago, he resigned as Minister of Antiquities. Well, when the new government took over, they asked him to be the Minister of Antiquities again. And his statement was, antiquities, I have no life without antiquities. Antiquities has no life without me. Not an humble soul, is he? But anyway, he took the job, and so he is once again the Minister of Antiquities in Egypt. When he revealed that the tomb of Osiris had been found, he did not reveal what was in the lower chamber under the sarcophagus, nor has there been a release of photos contemporaneous with the opening of the sarcophagus. And there's one other great, interesting mystery. What about those tunnels? What tunnels, you say? Well, if you watch the video of the news crew down in the tomb of Osiris, you watch that. Hawass is down there showing the reporter around. And he points out that there is this tunnel. And he said, you know, it's very narrow and it's full of mud, and we can only get back up in there just, you know, a few meters. We sent a child back up in there. We sent a little boy up in there to see if he could get any further. He did, but not very far. And we sent a rover up in there, and it got so far, but then there's just too much mud. It's clogged up. And so this tunnel runs, guess which direction? From the Deneb location, it runs northwest towards that pyramid, that great pyramid. And do you remember what I said, that there are channelers who, long before this was discovered, had said that the tomb of Osiris is under Giza Plateau, and the tomb of Thoth is under the Giza Plateau, and their immortal bodies are there in suspended animation, awaiting to be reanimated. Okay, so you remember that it's both Osiris and Thoth that are supposed to be there, right? And it's that middle pyramid that a lot of people think, instead of that being Khufu's pyramid, which Khufu said it wasn't. He said he simply remodeled it. He, you know, renovated it. It was kind of getting shabby, and so he refinished it and renovated it. But anyway, standard Egyptologists say it was built by Khufu, although he didn't claim to have built it. And we know from geological evidence that it's much, much older than Khufu. In fact, it's much older than Egypt. So, whose pyramid is it? Well, there are people who think that it is the pyramid of Hermes or Thoth. There are people who have said that this person referred to in the Bible as Enoch is who the Egyptians referred to as Thoth, and the Greeks referred to as Hermes. And that this pyramid was built by Thoth, Enoch, Hermes. Now, those channelers got it right. They got it right about the Osiris tomb being there. Andrew Collins got it right about the star system. When you overlay the map of the Cygnus star system, when you overlay that map onto the Giza Plateau, it fits exactly, except at Deneb, at that star, there was no building. And Andrew Collins said, there's got to be something there. So he was right. He found a system of caverns under the Giza Plateau that Dr. Hawass denied existed. Andrew Collins was correct. Hawass did dig there and found that both the channelers and Andrew Collins were correct. At least partially the channelers were correct. The tomb was there. But the question is, what was found in the sarcophagus? Why haven't we seen the contemporaneous photos of the opening of that sarcophagus? Why haven't we? Now, apparently, according to the channelers, there is a linkage between Thoth and Osiris. Sort of a divine linkage, if you will. I don't know how else to say it. When we say divine, we're usually thinking in religious terms, and that's not correct. That doesn't really apply here. But there's sort of a spiritual linkage between Thoth and Osiris. Osiris was the god of fertility and new life, rebirth, life after death. Thoth is all about high-tech stuff. He's all about learning and education and wisdom. And there's sort of a spiritual linkage between the two, and the channelers link them and say they are both buried under the Giza Plateau. Of course, they also add that their immortal bodies are there awaiting to be reanimated. Is it possible, because when you're in the Osiris tomb, there's a tunnel leading out of that lower chamber, which is not the lowest chamber. Hawass admits that, but it's the lowest one we know about. I mean, it's the lowest one we got to see. And that's the one where, it's that chamber where the sarcophagus lid was lifted off of the sarcophagus. Okay? In that chamber, there is a tunnel that leads out of there, headed northwest, continuing northwest, if you will, to or toward the Great Pyramid. Is it possible that that tunnel, once excavated, will lead to the tomb of Thoth? And is it possible, as crazy as it may sound, that what they found when they opened that sarcophagus was a body in suspended animation? Is that possible? People say, well, look, Kevin, that's crazy. And I admit, that's very science fiction-y. It really is. But so was finding the tomb of Osiris. I mean, you and I were raised to think that these people, you know, Osiris and Thoth and all of these gods, never really actually existed. It was just the mythology of the primitive ancients. Of course, they're primitive when we're talking about what they called gods, but they're highly advanced when we're talking about their ability to build pyramids. The Egyptologists want us to believe that these very primitive people, who at their very best had copper tools, which are not capable of cutting those rocks. They're not capable. If you think they are, take some copper tools that are exactly like the ones the Egyptians had at the time and go try to cut you some rocks to build a pyramid. If you think it'll work, go ahead. It won't work. The copper tools cannot cut those rocks. All right, so we're supposed to believe, though, that they were very advanced when it came to building pyramids right at that point, but then they got really stupid later because the later pyramids are the ones that are falling over. But those three pyramids, they were really sharp there. So we're supposed to believe they're really, really sharp there. But when it comes to these gods, that's just the mythology of primitive people. I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty crappy logic. I don't know whether Thoth and Osiris were human. I don't know if perhaps they were humans who had, for some reason, a lot of contact with extraterrestrials who educated them way beyond the rest of humanity. I don't know if perhaps they were actually extraterrestrials who came here. I don't know. But I don't think that they were just mythology. I don't think so. I can't prove it, but there's way too much evidence against them being just mythology. Now, is it possible that the people deified some really smart guys? Yeah, that's possible. But I don't think they were just mythology. I think they were real individuals, regardless of whether they were humans, humans educated by ETs, or whether they were ETs. I don't know. But one way or the other, I am betting they were real individuals. And, you know, when there's a black hole in information, that grabs my attention. It's what doesn't get said. It's what doesn't get seen that grabs my attention. What we didn't see is the inside of the sarcophagus. That's what we didn't see. Oh, yeah, I know there's a picture of it later. But right then, when they took that lid off and there were pictures being taken, there were pictures being taken. There are pictures contemporaneous with the event. But you haven't seen any, and I haven't seen any, that show the inside of that sarcophagus. That's a black hole in the information. What did they find? Did they find a body in suspended animation? I grant you, the chances of that being a reality are really, really, really slim. But the chances of finding a pulsar that's having pole shifts at 6 times the speed of light was pretty slim too, but it exists, and they've discovered it. So a lot of things that we think are just not possible really exist. So is this a possibility? Very slim possibility, but I would have to say it's a possibility. They found something they didn't want you to see. What was it? They found something they don't want the world to know about. What was it? One has to wonder, doesn't one, if the tunnel has been excavated? One has to wonder if they have now found the tomb of Thoth under the Great Pyramid. And if they have, because they certainly have had time since December 2009, they have had time to dig that tunnel out. And if they have found the tomb of Thoth, who was the god of learning, the god of education, the god of wisdom, if they found it, they haven't told us about it, But if they found it, they probably would not tell us about it, because attached to that tomb would very likely be the Hall of Records. The hall of all the ancient information. It would be associated with this god Thoth. So if they found it, they wouldn't tell us. The fact, you know, I asked the question at the beginning of this show, has the Hall of Records been found? The fact that the channelers and Edgar Cayce put the Hall of Records and the Tomb of Osiris in the same general area under Giza. The fact that the channelers put the Tomb of Osiris there and it was found there, and that it matches the location where it should be according to the overlay of the star system Cygnus. Put all those facts together, and one has to ask, one has to wonder, have they found the Hall of Records? Are you aware of the fact that almost no revolution is really about what you get told it's about? There are the surface reasons that get reported by lamestream media. And then there's the real stuff, the stuff behind the scenes, the real reasons that a revolution gets fostered, fanned. Smoke becomes a small flame, and then the flame is fanned into a conflagration. There are reasons why that happens, reasons that Wolf Blitzer never knows about, or if he does, he'll never be able to tell you about. There's always the stuff behind the scenes, under the surface, the undercurrent of reality behind those revolutions. Is it linked in some way to this discovery, this revolution in Egypt? Is it linked? Oh, I know there were political reasons. I know there were social reasons. But it's interesting. Hawass declared his allegiance to Mubarak and said he ought to be allowed to stay another 6 months. And when Mubarak was toppled, Hawass announced his allegiance to the rebels, to the revolution. He resigned as the Minister of Antiquities. And in less than 1 month, he was reappointed by the new government as the Minister of Antiquities. There are undercurrents there that the news isn't telling us about. There are things going on there that don't match reality. Those people in Egypt were highly, highly upset with the Mubarak regime. Not everybody. I mean, there were people loyal to Mubarak and people there today who still are loyal to Mubarak. But the people involved in that revolution, they were highly ticked off with Mubarak. But they didn't want to use violence. But they said he's got to go. And he's got to go now. And they were not happy with Hawass, because Hawass publicly stated that Mubarak ought to be allowed to stay for the next 6 months. And he declared his allegiance to Mubarak. But when he was toppled, Hawass switched sides and declared his allegiance to the revolution, resigned his post, And the people in the revolution were really ticked off with him. And there was talk about investigating him and talk about, you know, he ought to be held for interrogation and blah, blah, blah. Didn't happen. In less than 1 month, Zahi Hawass was Minister of Antiquities again in the new government. There are undercurrents. There are things happening that don't match what we're being told by the news. Is there a link to the tomb of Osiris? Well, I can tell you this. If the channelers were correct about that body being there in suspended animation, as crazy as that may sound, if that's the case, if that's what they found, there's your reason right there. There's your reason Hawass could be loyal to Mubarak, switch sides, resign his post, and be reappointed to his post all within a month. If that's what they found, if indeed that's what they found, there's your reason. And especially if they've excavated that tunnel. In other words, if someone said to the new government, you know, Dr. Hawass knows some things that could be very critical for this new government. He knows the location of some things that could put this government at the position of being in a superpower. He knows where there's some ancient high technology and ancient knowledge, ancient secrets that can make Egypt a superpower. If somebody were to sort of tip it that direction for the new government, all is forgiven, Dr. Hawass. Would you be our Minister of Antiquities, sir? We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I'm going to open up the phone lines in just a moment. I've got some questions that I would like for you to help me answer. But before we get to that, let me point out that the new government in Egypt, responding to the will of the people, rounded up the ministers of the old government, the Hosni Mubarak government. They rounded up the government, the ministers, put them in jail, and subjected them to interrogation. They actually got Hosni Mubarak into a jail prison hospital and held him for interrogation. I don't know if they're still holding him. They got his sons. They rounded up everybody. But they didn't round up Zahi Hawass. They gave him a new minister's position. They reappointed him as Minister of Antiquities. All is forgiven. We know you said you were loyal to Mubarak and he ought to be given another 6 months, and we understand that. And we know you resigned, but all is forgiven. Everything's wonderful now. Come on back. We want you to be the Minister of Antiquities. Everybody else in jail. What's the reason? What I'm suggesting as a possibility for a reason may not be it at all. I understand that. But it ought to be considered as a possibility. It ought to be considered as a possibility for the reason why all is forgiven. Please come be the Minister of Antiquities. Could it be it's because he really knows something? Could it be because what he really knows is that those channelers were correct? Maybe he has found the Hall of Records, the Tomb of Thoth. Maybe, and they're not the same thing. The Hall of Records is not the same thing as the Tomb of Thoth, but they would be affiliated. They would be associated with each other and probably connected by a tunnel. They would be connected, they would be associated with each other because he is the god of technology, the god of high mathematics, the god of astrology, the god of astronomy. And we know that they knew astronomy exceptionally well. And they knew mathematical and geometric concepts long before there was such a thing as Pythagoras. Pythagoras came along and discovered things the Egyptians had known for many centuries. He gets the credit. They knew about it, and they used it, and we know they knew about it because we can look at the things they did and say, well, they understood this. You see? So is it possible that Dr. Hawass really knows where the Hall of Records is? Maybe has already found it. Or maybe is very close to getting into it. Something about Dr. Hawass set him apart from the rest of the old government for special treatment. Something. Here are the questions that I really would like for you to help me with. Number one, do you think the Hall of Records really exists? Number two, what do you think they really found when they opened up the sarcophagus in the tomb of Osiris? Number three, if the Hall of Records really exists, do you think they have found it? Now, the telephone number here is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you're a first-time caller, we have a first-time number for you. It is 623-237-3814. So if you're a first-time caller, you can use that number and get in. A lot easier. But if you're not a first-time caller, use our main number, 623-444-5889. Do you think the Hall of Records is a reality? If it's a reality, do you think it has been found? Do you think that Hawass has discovered the Hall of Records? Certainly, if he has, we wouldn't hear about it. Not that. We wouldn't hear about it. What do you think was found in that sarcophagus? Because obviously it's something they didn't want you to see. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
I believe that the Hall of Records exists, mainly because I've read Edgar Cayce, and I know he had prophecies that were proven, like San Francisco and that side falling into the water by 64, I believe. But anyway, I think it does exist, and the channelers are right going in the direction that they're going. I always saw the Orion star belt to fit that. I was unaware of this other star belt, the Cygnus one. You proved your point there. And that they did find something right where the star is. As far as Hawass goes, you're never going to get a straight answer from him. It's like NASA. You know what I mean? And the reason I think they kept him in power is he's 100% Egyptian. I mean, he says the Egyptians were the builders of this, and he's never going to sway from that. But, that, you know, obviously that's not true for the stuff that you just pointed out, the sophistication. But I don't think you're ever going to get an answer from him.
Well, yeah. You're exactly right. Dr. Hawass totally believes that the Egyptians, and only the Egyptians, using their primitive copper tools, built the pyramids. And I don't know if he believes that, but he totally sticks to that story. Even though scientifically it is provable their tools will not cut that rock. Forget about how did they get them to the pyramid site. Forget about that. Let's just talk about how did they get these rocks. How did they get these slabs of stone? Their tools wouldn't cut it. And that's absolutely provable. But he sticks to the story. You're right. He sticks to it's the Egyptians and only the Egyptians. But the evidence says otherwise. So what do you think they found in this sarcophagus in the tomb of Osiris? What do you think?
I think if I found that discovery, I would be heading northwest real fast.
Yeah, through that tunnel?
Exactly. And I would be putting work into that effort. And the thing that amazes me is they found water in there, and I would think that if they would have these immortal bodies in the tomb, that might have caused some problems. But either way, I think the path leads to the Hall of Records.
Yeah, you know, what really is interesting about the thing with the water is that tomb was built. I mean, the water's not an accident. It was built to have that water. That water's there on purpose. And I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, what's inside the sarcophagus? The sarcophagus is 9 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say Osiris himself was 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that he's in some kind of a hermetically sealed capsule that has him in suspension, and that's what's in that 9-foot sarcophagus. Then the water wouldn't be a problem.
You know what? That makes sense because, like you said, the water was supposed to be there with the channels around it.
Yeah.
And the blue granite, I think that's significant because of the supposedly color of his skin. But you never can see pictures.
No, and I think it's significant that that we're not seeing pictures that were taken at the time the sarcophagus lid was taken off. We're not seeing pictures of what was inside. Now, there may have been nothing inside. That's possible. But then why not show us that picture? If there's nothing inside, there's nothing to hide, why show the picture? Why not show the picture?
Yeah. I wish you could go over there and meet with these people directly.
Well, I would get no answers.
No, you wouldn't.
I can certainly ask the questions, though.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Jerome, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right. Okay, what about you? What do you think about this? Does that Hall of Records exist? And if it exists, has it been found? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
John from Mesa.
Hello, John.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing very well.
Good. What's on your mind here?
Well, I think that there probably was some records in there, and I think that that it will probably lead to more records, but we will probably not find out what was on them because it'll upset the powers that be's apple cart.
Did you get a chance to see the documentary that I played before the show tonight?
I did not.
Boy, I wish you had. David Cereda, and I'm sure you're familiar with him. You're in Mesa, Arizona, and David, of course, is Sedona. He's in Sedona. But David Cereda did a presentation in which he explained how it is that the, and he gave the actual math and physics involved, how the pyramids actually constitute a very real and workable Stargate.
Wow.
And it was very interesting. So, you know, let's assume he's correct. Now, if he's correct, it would make sense, wouldn't it, for Osiris to be buried there and to be possibly in suspended animation, awaiting the arrival of someone through that Stargate to reanimate him.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that Hollywood had been leaked information that the rest of us weren't privy to and then made wonderful TV series out of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when Hawass went into the Osiris tomb and they took the lid off of that sarcophagus, what do you think he found?
Well, if it's been buried that deep, I would assume that it was buried because of grave robbers and buried deep enough that they thought that no one would get to it. Much the same as the boy Pharaoh, Tut.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have been a whole bunch of things in the way of information / wealth. Who knows?
What do you think about Osiris? Was he in there?
Good question. That's another thing I don't think we'll know about, especially if he isn't the quote-unquote essential human being.
Well, I'll tell you something.
6 toes, 6 fingers, 2 rows of feet.
I tell you what, hang on for just a minute. We have this break, and I've got a comment I want to make here and get your response to it. We'll be back. To the Kevin Smith Show, we're talking about the Hall of Records. Has it been found? And on the line with me is John from Mesa, Arizona. John, I want to point out again this thing about Hawass and get your comment on it. Hawass, during the beginnings of this revolution in Egypt, he says that he's a minister in the government. And he says that he's loyal to President Hosni Mubarak and that he should be allowed to stay for at least another 6 months. And the people had a very negative response to that. So then when Hosni Mubarak is taken out of power, he steps down. All of a sudden, Hawass says he's loyal to the revolution. And then he resigns as Minister of Antiquities. And he says, that's it, he's retiring. The people have a very negative response to him because he's loyal to the former regime, and then all of a sudden, when that's gone, he's loyal to the revolution. And they don't like that. They figure that's kind of flip-flop. Okay, within less than a month, we have all of the ministers of the former regime rounded up, taken to prison for interrogation, including Mubarak himself and his sons, but not Hawass. He gets appointed as Minister of Antiquities, and he accepts. All is forgiven. What do you think's up with that?
Well, I think that he's a pretty smart man, and like many smart men, he's covered his bases, and when the government went belly up, and the new government, he sided with the old government to protect himself, but he has hidden away knowledge that he'll sell to the highest bidder, whether he's dead or alive, so it's cheaper to keep him alive and keep him in power.
Okay, so you think he must know something that
I think
they
probably stashed away knowledge that only he knows over the years and uses it just like any other blackmailer would, you know.
You're right. Of course, in politics, it's not called blackmail. It's called having good political sense. John, thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right. 623-444-5889. That's the main number. And what do you think? Hall of Records, does it exist? Has it been found? What was in that sarcophagus when they took the lid off of it? You know, when you put that together with the whole saga of Zawi Hawass being Minister of Antiquities under Mubarak and being declaring his allegiance to Mubarak, and then once he's out of power, he declares his allegiance to the revolution, resigns, all is forgiven, the other ministers get rounded up, they go to prison for interrogation, but not Hawass. What happens to him? He gets his old job back. You put all of that together, and it looks like to me he has found something of great importance. What does it look like to you? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Okay, reach around there and turn your volume down. We can hear me in delay back there.
This is Steve from San Diego.
Okay, Steve.
I just wanted to add a little bit of the story. I don't know if you remember the story of Osiris, but he died, and he was cut up by his brother Seth into 14 pieces.
Yeah.
And his wife collected the pieces and buried him. And well, there's a lot more to the story, but if they would have found that coffin, I'm just wondering if they would have found an incomplete body or a body that had been stuck together. And I don't know how he could have been in suspended animation if that story has any validity, you know.
Well, because the rest of the story is that the other gods granted him resurrection to live in the underworld.
I remember they made him god of the underworld, the god of the dead.
Yeah, and they resurrected his body, but only for him to be the lord of the underworld. He was not to roam out on the surface anymore.
Okay, well, it's interesting, and his description might also match if you compare it to the biblical accounts. Maybe he matches somewhat the description of Satan.
Osiris?
Yeah, uh-huh. Possibly the ruler of the underworld living in the bottomless pit. Of course, that pit they found was not bottomless, but... Anyway,
well, but you know, where they found the sarcophagus, Hawass admits on, you can see it on YouTube, you can find the video on YouTube where he's in there with the news reporter. And he admits to the news reporter that there's a lot more down there under the sarcophagus, but it's full of water. And so, you know, even when you get to the sarcophagus, you didn't get to the bottom.
Well, it's a pretty interesting story, and I've always also believed the Edgar Cayce story.
So you think the Hall of Records actually exists then?
Yes, I believe he said it was under the paw of the Sphinx, which is in close proximity to the pyramids.
Yes, it is. All right. Now, you know, Thoth was related or tied to Osiris in that Osiris's wife was Isis. And Thoth assisted her in knowing where the locations were for her to get all the pieces of the body back.
I wonder how he knew that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But anyway, that's the way the story goes.
Yeah, by the way, Hungarian is one of the languages that's related to Sumerian. The other ones are Finnish and Estonian, and those three languages They have a name, Tote, is the way they pronounce it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that might be the way. And in German, Tote means death, which matches again to the god of the underworld or the god of the dead.
Yeah. But Thoth was a different god. He was the god of wisdom and learning.
Yes, but what I mean is there are associations between those names.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyway. Well, look, thanks. I'm going to have to run because we're almost out of time. But thank you so much, Steve, for the call.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Very interesting. Well, I don't know, folks. You know, look, something's up. I'm not sure what it is. And you know what I say? When you don't give us all the data, then all the speculation's on the table. It's all valid. If we're not given all the data, then all speculation is valid. And it's just beyond curious to me that channelers tell, long before this tomb is found or even known about, they tell that Osiris is buried there. And that they add that he's in suspended animation. They also say that Thoth is buried under the Giza Plateau. And Edgar Cayce tells us about the Hall of Records there. Well, I just find it beyond curious, beyond interesting, that before anybody knew that tomb was there, channelers are telling that it's there, and then bingo, it is. The tomb is there. So how much of what they say, how much of what the channeler said is correct? Certainly the tomb is there of Osiris. Probably the tomb of Thoth as well. What about that part about their bodies being in suspended animation? When you couple that with what we learned in the documentary before I came on the air tonight, it's one of those could be. All right, we have run out of time. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.